Hello everyone. My name is Reza Keshavarz. I'm a postdoc research associate working at Eastern Ag Research Center, Montana State University, working with Dr. Chen-Si Chen. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about the project we did this year. The title is Early Season Intercropping of Sugar Beet with Barley, Lentil, and Camelina to Improve Yield and Establishment. So I will pass this one. This map shows the major sugar beet area of production across United States. And this is where we are located, Eastern Montana and Western North Dakota. Generally, Montana ranks 6th in United States in sugar beet production with over 43,000 acres of sugar beet production each year. In the area where we are located, sugar beet barley is the major irrigated cropping system. There are some sustainability concerns about this system. I'm not going to talk about those today. But there are interests among growers and researchers to include cover cropping system in that cropping system. So and the growers usually look at cover cropping from different point of view. Some of them look at this method to improve soil health by providing some organic matter or specifically protecting soil against wind erosion, which is high in our area, or to diversify the cropping system and improve biodiversity in that cropping system, and also to protect sugar beet seedlings against wind damage. So I will talk about that. But we have little options for including cover crop in that system. Generally, we plant barley from March to August, and then sugar beet next year grow from May to September to November. We have two options for cover cropping. One is fall cover cropping. After harvesting barley, we can plant a cover crop and then grow until we plant sugar beet and then remove it. Or we do intercropping with sugar beet, which means that at the time of sugar beet planting, we plant a cover crop, and then it will grow for about 1 month or 2 months, and at the first time of application of glyphosate, it will be terminated. So this system actually is implemented by some growers in Western North Dakota and Minnesota, but no, not in our region. And farmers were interested and asked us to test this system and let them know if there is any benefit of this system. And because we are a state research station, we have to address the growers' need. So, and as I said, the farmers usually look at this method to protect sugar beet seedlings from wind damage and also blowing soil. And some other also look at this as a method to add some organic matter to the soil. So the objectives were first determine if there is any benefits and advantage from this cover cropping for sugar beet growers in that area. Two, if yes, which crop performs better? Because in Minnesota, the farmers usually use grain cereals. We tested some other crops to see if they can produce the same advantage. And the third, if yes, and we can get some advantage from cover crop, when the cover crop should be terminated? Because if we let them to grow too long, then they will start competition with the main crop and cause some yield penalty. So the experiment was conducted in Sydney, Eastern Montana. The soil in that region is savage clay loam, containing generally 2.3% organic matter and pH of 8.3. The growing season average monthly temperature ranged from 7 to 21 degrees with 330 millimeter annual rainfall. Approximately 190 occurred during the growing season. And in this experiment, we also applied 355 millimeter of irrigation water through a sprinkler. The experiment was conducted on a split plot design based on randomized complete block arrangement. The intercropping treatments were allocated to main plots, including sugar beet soil cropping as a control, intercropping with barley at 60 pounds per acre. Here is showing the price of seed of the companion crop. I will talk a little bit about it later. Barley at half seeding rate, 30 pounds. Lentil, 45. Lentil, 22.5. And also camelina at 3 pounds per acre. So just please consider the rate of the companion crop, 60, 30, 45, 22, and 3 pounds. And the subplot was the time of removal of the companion crop, either at sugar beet 3-leaf stage, V3, or 4-leaf stage. The planting date, May 3rd. Seeding rate, sorry, this number is not correct. Seeding rate, 12 seed per square meter. Harvest date, September 19th. And here, a little bit about the results we got this year. This is the first year of our experiment, actually. This column shows the sugar beet stand at soil cropping, and this shows sugar beet stand per square meter at intercropping treatments. When you see, when we let the companion crop to grow up to 4-leaf stage, especially for barley, they cause some negative influence on the sugar beet establishment, but other crops had didn't have any positive or negative effect on sugar beet establishment. Just please note that this figure shows the wind conditions that we have this year compared to the 10-year average. And here in this graph, I'm showing the average wind speed from May to June in 2016 compared to 10-year average, which was a little slighter than what the condition that we usually have. And this one is also daily maximum wind. So this shows that the results may not reflect exactly the benefit, possible benefit of intercropping, because the wind was not as worse as we usually have in that area. And here I'm showing the cover crop dry above ground biomass. When you see, the value was pretty low, but please consider that, for example, in this one, in this treatment, the companion crop just grew 25 days, and this one about 30 days. So within 25 to 30 days, they produce this much dry matter biomass. So we can tell the farmers who is looking at this method as a means to improve soil organic, we can tell them, okay, maybe it's not very, it has some potential, but it's not very significant or high amount. And here, root yield per ton per hectare, again, soil cropping compared to intercropping. When you look at that, it seems that lentil at lower seeding rate, 22.5 pounds per acre, and also camelina, they had some positive, small and non-significant, but a little positive on that. But barley, especially at higher seeding rate, when we allow it to grow for a long time, it has some negative effect on the yield. And also please consider that in Minnesota and Western North Dakota, growers use barley mainly, and also other cereals like oat or rye. So, but based on the result that we got last year, it seems that barley is not very positive. Sugar concentration. Intercropping has some negative effect on sugar concentration. I look at other reports from Minnesota. They also reported similar. The sugar concentration in their study was lower when they did intercropping. I don't know why. This is something that we need to look at that later. And here, sucrose yield. This is raw sucrose yield, not extractable sucrose, or the impurities is not considered in this one. In this one yet. But again, when you see compared to the sugar beet soil cropping, barley didn't have positive effect, especially at higher seeding rate, but lentil and camelina had some positive effect. The reason you see here at V4 stage of camelina, you will see the sucrose yield was low. I did a greenhouse experiment to see that, and I thought that when we add fresh biomass of camelina to sugar beet, it has some significant allelopathic effect of sugar beet. But when we add the sun-dried biomass, it didn't. So it might be due to that, especially when camelina grow for about 1 week later. So as a summary of results, our results showed that intercropping did not show significant positive effect on sugar beet establishment and yield in this area. It might be due to that we didn't have that much wind that usually have, or maybe treatment need to be a little adjusted. The companion crop should be removed no later than sugar beet V3 growth stage. And also due to small seed and lower cost, it seems that camelina has some potential to be considered as a good candidate for this purpose. Again, consider the 60 pounds per acre of barley or 22 pounds of per acre of lentil compared to 3 pounds of camelina, so that can reduce the cost. So, and this year we started working on fall cover cropping too. We planted some fall cover cropping, and we're going to continue working on early season intercropping in the spring. So hopefully we can develop a system, profitable and suitable system for that area that contain cover crop in sugar beet based cropping system. By this, I would like to thank you for your attention, and I'd be happy to take questions and comments. And also I'd like to thank our field crew and also Dr. Tom Peters from North Dakota State University. Yeah, there are, in our experiment, because we have the sugar beet plot drill that has six individual planting units, we just mix the seed with them. But in commercial farms, you can seed, for example, first you can plant the cover crop, then sugar beet, or you can put the seed of sugar beet in the cone of fertilizer.
So I'm sorry, my question is on the removal of the crops, not on seeding.
Yes, yes. If you look at here, so these dead biomass are the residue of the cover crop. Or here, this is...
What did you use to kill?
Oh, sorry about that. I didn't get you. This is Roundup Ready sugar beet. So at the first time you use Roundup and sugar beet, they will be terminated. That would be either sugar beet V3 stage or V4 stage or later.
Okay, that's all. I didn't know that it was Roundup Ready.
Yeah, that's the only things that grow today. Yeah. Any more questions? Thank you very much.